On April 4th, 2018, the bells rang out in downtown Memphis, Tennessee, and around the world, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The time was 6:01 p.m. That day, thousands descended into Memphis from around the country and the world to celebrate Dr. King's life and legacy. Throughout the day, numerous dignitaries and friends to Dr. King spoke about his dedication to nonviolent direct action, his fight for voting rights, his efforts to end Jim Crow segregation laws, and his final struggle against poverty. In later years, Reverend Jesse Jackson became one of King's closest confidants. From the very balcony of the Lorraine Motel where he witnessed King's last breaths, Reverend Jesse Jackson reflected on the significance of King's life.
My friend Martin, you can't leave us now. We need you. You can't leave us now. You can't leave us now. I got up and went to the room 305, my room, and called Mrs. King and said to her, Dr. King has been shot, I think, in the shoulder. I was hoping against hope, but I knew better. I just couldn't say what I'd actually seen. She got the call a few minutes later and said that he was dead. My friends, the bad news is he was dead then, but the balcony does not have the last word.
Like Reverend Jackson, others have understood Dr. King in their own way, and they have asked themselves, where do we go from here? We spoke with Black Lives Matter supporter and local Memphian, Sherry McIntyre Howard.
To be here 50 years later and to be able to come down and feel the ambiance of it. And when I say ambiance, I mean just the fact that we're here. It's different people from different places, but I don't want it to be a show. I want tomorrow to be MLK 50. I want the next day to be MLK 50. I want MLK 50 to last for years, not just this day. I want people to realize that this is history, not a show, not how much you can spend, not what celebrity you can see or who you can take a picture with or, there goes someone. We're here for a murder on a balcony. That's what I'm here for. History of a murder on a balcony.
We never stopped fighting. We never gave up. We never gave up. We never gave out. From this balcony in Memphis, the balcony in the White House is 40 years in the wilderness. My friends, today, the hope is in the resurrection. As in the biblical case, he is not here, he's gone. When you celebrate Barack winning the campaign in 2008 and 12, he's alive. And those children marched last week, saying ban assault weapons, enough of guns is enough. He's alive. And we walked and marched and freed Mandela. He's alive. My friend, let nothing break your spirit today. He was lied on, spat upon, turned on, violated, and yet somehow, some way, he would not give up. I, as a savage, I accepted his challenge. I cannot give up.
I am a man. Respect me. Protect me. Never neglect me. I am somebody. Stop the violence. Save the children.
Reporting from Kings Road in Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Breanne Johnson with Utah Public Radio.
Keep hope alive. He lives.